Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Kieran. How are you?
Good morning. I'm
loving this crisp morning business.
I know. It's
great.
Neat, isn't it?
Love it.
Apart from the freezing cold, but yep.
Love that too.
Yep. At least it's not slippery underfoot. It's not sort of when you're in school uniform, running for the bus, slipper. Oh. Couldn't there be anything worse than life at that age? Let's talk books. Big weekend for books. It's just been a massive weekend for books.
It was a huge weekend for books. We had the Auckland Writers Festival, which is a big literary event. So I was there all weekend, pretty stuffed after that. It was preceded by the Ockham Book Awards, which is the New Zealand Book Awards. And it was a bit of a dour, gloomy, lack of fanfare kind of non-celebration, really.
Does that mean that your favourite writer didn't win it, obviously?
Actually, a lot of my favourite writers did take awards, but it was just a really kind of funereal kind of event. And Maggie Barry, our esteemed arts and culture heritage minister, she got up and made a pretty bleak speech, and
I wish I had the button I used to have, the one that
we were all thinking it was pretty embarrassing, but great winners. Victoria University Press cleaned out a lot. Ashley Young won for best non-fiction, and also The Wish Child by Catherine Chidgey won Best Novel. So that was kind of good. But then one of the leads from the Ockham, he got up and made a pretty amazing speech about political decay. It was amazing.
I don't know if Maggie would have been too stoked about that, but, you know.
We're all looking around for her. She's still here. But but the Writers' Festival was pretty amazing. Unity runs the bookstall, which is a huge-scale kind of pop-up bookshop, along with the women's bookshop. And there are 3-4 different bookstalls within the centre, so it's pretty massive scale.
Hard to, do you as a book type, do you go along there with a couple of hundred bucks in your pocket?
I'm sure people would, not me, because I'm selling the books.
Oh, but, you're at the coalface, right? Sure.
But I'm in the milking shed.
Is it the sort of thing where the milking books? Imagine that. Is it the sort of thing though that you go that people go along to because you are going to get the very very best books thrown at you there, aren't you? It's not going to be shitty old barbecue recipe books, is it? It's going to be books.
They go in and see a session and they're so caught up in the writer giving this amazing kind of talk, and then they're like, oh, I must get that book, and then they line up and, you know, buy them. So I went to a couple of sessions by authors that I really, really love. So, you know, it's high stakes when you go to see an author that you really adore. Mm. So I saw Anne Enright, who was
high stakes because they may disappoint, or
I
start reading, you go, oh, it's actually a bit bewildering. They're a bit brainier than I thought.
Sometimes I think maybe the chair will let it down, you know? Like, you sort of think, oh, you've got this massive brain and this great talent, and they're being interviewed by someone who is kind of half-assed and isn't very good at what they're doing. And that's happened quite a few times before. It's very disappointing. But I was lucky enough that the two sessions I went to
were boomers. Fantastic.
Boomers. Yeah, it was a sea of boomers.
So who did you go and see?
I saw Anne Enright, the amazing Irish writer. She's one of my favourites.
I know nothing about her at all. Please, very briefly.
She won the Booker Prize in 2007. And she just writes really kind of gritty, domestic, Irish, very Irish kind of narratives about people not relating and people not getting on and fucked up families. And she just had some really great...
Don't blame the church.
She had some great insights. You know, she said, things aren't brilliant, but we know that.
Mm.
She's so great. I love her.
Was that the greatest insight?
She said some great things about motherhood. She said, motherhood, it's a cool trick. It was an extreme gig. And mothers are just human beings that children came out of. So she's quite an amazing woman.
Well, yeah.
She wrote a book called Making Babies about having her children quite late in life. And she also said that there's a good reason families are irritated with each other. She's just so wonderful.
What was the good reason?
Because they can't relate, and, you know, families are messed up, and
that's true. They can run along just real good, and then the wheels can come off.
Yeah,
can't they?
There's a really great line in one of her books where one of the characters says, "I'm sorry, I cannot invite you home for Christmas because I am Irish and my family is mad."
Yep, fair call. Fair call. That's to the point. And who else did you go and see?
I saw Teju Cole, who is a fantastic... Have you heard of him? Yeah, yeah. He's a fantastic essay writer, and he also writes novels, and he's a photography critic for the New York Times. And his last collection of essays, Known and Strange Things, is about sort of literature, photography, seeing things, being there. Really amazing. And he got up and... he's just so brainy, so insightful, and I really love his essays. His essays, the best ones are about photography. He writes about photography really well. There's a cool essay in there where he talks about Shirley cards, which were what...
Shirley cards!
Yeah, when, you know, we sort of moved into colour photography, Kodak and film processing plants had these cards that they would gauge when processing films against people's skin colour. Right. And of course Shirley was like a nice kind of white woman. So, you know, he's just sort of really, really, really clever.
Excuse my ignorance if I say this, but what defines an essay?
What defines an essay? It can be non-fiction, usually, and he'll take a topic and just kind of explore and investigate it, yeah.
But how long is too long to be an essay, say?
I don't think there is such a thing as too long.
Because I've got a book at home and I'm pretty sure it's essays.
What is it?
I can't remember. I can remember the cover, but it's all sort of music and music peripheral stuff.
Oh yeah,
but I'll bring next. I'll have the answer for that next week. I just can't. I've got so many amazing books, Sarah. But that scoffing.
I wasn't scoffing at all.
You know, I was thinking about just on another topic, just briefly. Just have we got time for a quick swing out on another topic briefly?
Go on.
I was thinking about like my son, and just the future and stuff like that with him. And I was thinking he's probably never going to buy a comic in his life.
Yes, he will.
When? Yeah. Why will they still make comics?
There's a resurgence. Big resurgence.
They've never gone away.
Really? I mean, no, I know. I'm massive. I grew up on comics. But I just wonder in the future whether there will be comics, you know?
There's plenty of comics. Have you been to Zine Fest? You know, it's booming.
Oh, I know there's plenty of comics now. But I'm saying, you know, 5 years, 10 years' time, you know, a comic. Who's going to be printing comics? You know, will it be viable to print comics? That's another conversation for another day. Back to the Writers' Festival. So it was everything you wanted it to be?
It was pretty great, the sessions I saw. I walked out of a couple just because they were a little bit not quite my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's
good that you gave it a try, though.
I gave it a try. But going back to Teju Cole, he talks about place a lot because he is Michigan native, but he is of Nigerian descent. And he talks about place and kind of belonging, and he says he doesn't take that for granted. And he said one thing, you know, we all know Fela Kuti. I mean, it's music that could only have been made in Lagos, which is where he's from. So I liked that connection. Fela Kuti, let's play some.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be great if we just happened to have some handy?
Oh, look at that.
What have you got there, Sarah?
This is Fela Kuti. This is Expensive Shit.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.